Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Sabres game night at home. We'll check in with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff in a few moments. It is time, of course. Don't forget, Joe. We have a job to do today.
Oh, dog of the day is back.
Dog of the day.
Let's go. I forgot.
Dallas,
you could do a lot with, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The rodeo dog.
Yeah, that's what I was. That was my first thought. Although, is that Dallas, though? That's Texas. Yeah.
Sure.
Barbecue onion rings is what I think of when I think of rodeo.
Yeah, I was thinking like steak.
Barbecue chicken and onion rings.
Steak tips.
Or that.
Something like that.
Okay.
Dallas.
What else could you do other than that?
Like who's...
You could do something with a Stars theme, a Cowboys theme.
You could do that with the Stars.
Sometimes famous residents are what inspires the hot dog of the day.
But...
Yeah.
Dog of the day.
I think a new one Star... We'll think about the Star. Maybe there's a Star tie in here somewhere.
Yeah. Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff joining us on the Westro Hotline. Lindy, they put the dog of the day in the locker room for you guys each week. I feel like, you know, every home game there's a new hot dog, and I feel like
Feel like hot dog is a great pregame meal.
I mean,
personally,
I think Lindy could have access to it. No,
I think we'll put our assistant coach Marty in charge of the dog of the day.
There you go. All right,
I've got too many things on my plate.
Well, tonight it's
dog is and a hot dog isn't one of them.
Right. Yeah. Right. Tonight, Sabres and Stars, Lindy. It's you know, people in this spot like to joke revenge game. You know, you're coaching against one of your former teams in the Dallas Stars, and I was thinking today as I came in, you know, your time in Dallas. You know, as you've been a coach for a long time in this league, one of the stops between your two Buffalo stops was your time in Dallas. And how many people are still there? You remember any people that are still there with the organization? And you know, just kind of recapping your time with the Stars.
Yeah, you know what, we have, I mean, there's not many players. You got Bannon, Sagan, Essel, Lindell. I think that's probably it for the players during my time. The GM, Jim Nill, who you know, I remain good friends with, is still in charge, and he's one heck of a guy. And I get to say hello to him every time we play or we're in their city. So, yeah, a lot has changed. A couple trainers are still the same. But that team has really changed over since the last year I was there.
They're off to a good start this year, too. 5-1 through their first six games, 18 goals, 4 in those six games, and second in the Central of the Western Conference.
A very good team. I mean, if you go back to last year's playoffs and what a series that was between them and Edmonton. When you looked at, I really felt Dallas was going to be the team that may come out of the West, and probably think that when you look at the last game, even it was a game that they could have won and didn't win, and that's really what hockey can come down to. It can come down to that one game that it can go either way. But they've been a good team now the last couple of years, and they're built around real solid defensive scheme. Their goaltender has been fantastic for them. So this is This is a team that is going to be on top of their game, and they're going to be a tough team to beat.
This is a game where this isn't as dramatic in this game because it's the first of their road trip here, Lindy. But in this four-game homestand you have, your team's going to have the rest advantage a few times. Do you get days in between games too? Do you coach differently, or do you want your guys playing differently when that's the case, when you're at home consistently for a couple weeks and you might have a couple days in between games?
Yeah, you know, we've put a lot of thought into, you know, when you have those 3 days on how to approach it, and if you should be you're practicing that hard, you know, the 2 days leading to it. You know, again, we'll play this game, and then we have 3 days again. So, you know, it's important that we really just keep working on, you know, what we do best. And I think the 5-on-5 play has been good. Our 5-on-5 scoring is right there at the top of the league. Defending, we've had a couple games get away from us, but overall our defending, we're getting out of the zone a lot quicker, which when you don't play in your own end, gives you a better chance to get up ice and create offense. I think we've left a lot of plays out there. We've missed a lot of quality opportunities where we haven't executed or hit a crossbar, hit a post. You know, so I feel if we get in rhythm with when we get the high quality opportunity, our shooting percentage right now in the league is one of the lowest. So there are areas that we just got to continue to work on to make ourselves a better team.
Do you feel like that is starting to come around, at least with your top line? It feels like Thompson and Paterka are starting to find the net. So maybe it's just about getting more out of some of the other lines now on that front.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at that line now has been together. Paterka was out for a while, so, you know, it was a different piece in there for a couple games. It seems like they've gathered a little bit of rhythm with the number of opportunities they're getting. And you don't need a lot of opportunities for Tage or for JJ. And I think that Tuck is a great piece, good defensively, long stick, gets his opportunities. Probably has missed as high a quality opportunities as anybody on the team. So like the way the line is going, and I'd like to see him continue.
This might be a tough question to answer, but like when you lay that all out, you know, the 5-on-5 and the chance you're getting, do you feel like, and this can kind of be spun a couple different ways, like just keep going because there are good things, and that almost ends up sounding like, do you feel like you might have deserved a little better than what you've got so far?
Well, you know, I think if you look at the LA King game where we played a really strong game, and you don't get 25 to 30 chances in many games. And we hit the posts and crossbars in that game and gave up a lot. We didn't give up very much the whole game, and you end up losing the hockey game. So I think there are a couple games that we could have deserved better. I really feel the Pittsburgh game, we took too many penalties, too many ill-advised penalties, maybe tough calls, but you still can't take penalties. I think we got back to playing our game in Chicago, played a strong two-way game, and, you know, end up winning a hockey game. So it's trying to remain consistent. I think every team has a way they want to play or a way that they think their group can create. And for the most part, each team has that scheme defensively, whether it's a little bit more man-on-man or if it's a little bit more collapsed zone that you can take advantage of. So we're just going to continue to work on our game.
Maybe I'm forcing a point here, Lindy, but I was wondering about this week about just remembering your time in your first stint with the Sabres and how often you would shift lines up, juggle lines even within a game or within even a period. And that hasn't happened a lot since the start of training camp. Is that maybe a sign, even just reading you a little bit, of how you think the players have been playing well? It's just it's getting chances. It's just the puck's not going in. Or is that something that you think is different now where, you know, you might just want to build chemistry in a line?
Yeah, I think you've kind of got two things going on. I mean, I think when you look and you break down a game, it's and you look at a line that's playing together, or even this year, I think we've had the top two lines because Paterka was out. That line has changed around. The second line with Quinn out and Benson was out some period of time and probably still isn't 100%. That line has been changed. Probably the line that has stayed together the most has been the line of McLeod, Greenway, and Zucker, and we're getting quite a bit out of them.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought we had a heck of a game out of the Krebs line last game, too. So, but I think you'll see the odd time inside of a game, especially after a penalty killing, you'll see Thompson go out with a Paterka and Kulik. So there's times inside the game, whether it's after the power play, after the penalty killing, you do a little bit of shuffling and you see what that looks like. I felt that there's times where a little bit of shakeup has looked good when we've been out there, but it's not a shakeup that lasts the whole game. I think for me, most lines, there's two guys that almost always stay together, and there's a piece you can move around depending on how that line looks. And if they're not creating and if they're giving up too much, you might as well put a different piece in a different place.
I feel like, Lenny, I've heard that a little bit more in the last few years, that it's even though hockey lines are three, that many coaches do approach it that way, like pairs with a movable piece.
Yeah, I think it has become more common. You look at, and I think sometimes it's based on if the other team is really trying to take away your top guys. So if you slide one of your top pieces down the lineup, in the second line or third line, it can create some extra opportunities because now they can't get their best defensive pair against your top line, especially on the road. And at home with you getting the last change, you have an opportunity to dictate when you can get your guys out there, so it's a little bit easier.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff joining us on the Worcester Hotline. You mentioned Jiří Kulik there for a moment. He scored his first goal. Sabres fans finally getting kind of a first look at this player they drafted a long ago, and he'd done really well in Rochester. The development arc for Kulik, I mean, I might be one that's been a little impatient to see it, eager to see him. What have you seen from him, and what do you think of him as a player?
I think his game is growing. I know he's got an incredible toolbox. He's got a great shot. He's come into camp this year, and I don't have a long list of what I knew about him, but stronger, his skating and his ability to fend off people to create offense has been good. I really feel like that even on the one power play, you give this guy a chance and he can hammer one-timers. His wrist shot is as quick and as hard as probably anybody on our team. So I do believe that we have a kid that's a total package here, and he's just getting started.
His centerman on his line, Lindy, Dylan Cousins, he had a 30-goal season 2 years ago, so we've seen him in the league be able to produce goals. How do you feel like he's playing in general right now? Because there's no goals yet. Do you feel like he's close? Do you still think it's a work in progress? How far away do you think he is from being back to like a consistent goal scorer?
It's on an analytics side with the number of quality opportunities he's had and some of the chances he's missed, whether it's been 5-on-5 or even the whole play in the Chicago game that he put off the crossbar. You look at a player that's inches away that has had great opportunities. He had a breakaway where kind of mishandled. And I think he's dealing with a little bit of the pressure. He's so disappointed that he hasn't produced. I think he's putting added pressure. I've talked about him, just be yourself, play your game, and it'll come. And the opportunities are still there inside of a game for him. But you can't all of a sudden get tunnel vision. You've got to use the people who are with you. You've got to give and go. You've got to create little two-on-ones, and the better opportunities will show up. So, I think he's a little off right now, but he is a guy that I totally believe in.
You know, Lindy, someone posted, I saw a video of Cousins from maybe a year ago or 2 years ago skating with Quinn and Paterka. We called it the kid line back then, and they kind of came up together, And Cousins in this clip is just like, he's playing on fire. He's playing at such a high speed. And I wonder if, you know, when dealing with a player, you got your video sessions of what you've done in the last week or month. Do you ever go back and show a player what they, like, what you did last year or 2 years ago to maybe help them rediscover a part of their game that has been missing or anything like that?
Yeah, and you know, I think you've made a good point. I think the hesitation in his game, I think his skating has always been the strength, and haven't quite seen that. I think we've got a player that came into camp incredible shape, put on some extra muscle, and not by any means fat or anything. He's heavier than he was last year. Maybe that is going to take just a little bit of time. I know he's stronger on the puck. He's a stronger individual. So he might be playing a little catch-up in that area, but there are a lot of times where you'll peel out a package and show, you show a player 10 to 15 clips of, this is when you were going really well, this is what it looked like. And instead of focusing on what you didn't get done in the previous game, I think it's really good to catch them doing it the way they've done it and had the most success.
On Jack Quinn, question on him. Joe was telling me some numbers a couple days ago about like the NHL edge numbers about
his, this is like the player tracking with speed. Yeah,
his speed and his skating, and he found himself in the press box. In terms of Jack Quinn and what's going on with his game, what's the status there?
I think we've got a player again that has everything. When you look at some of the puck management for Jack, when I watch his game. The puck management hasn't been the A part of his game. It's some of his decision making is going to have to be better. But I think at the same time, he's a guy that I think is skating well. I think it's a little tied in with those guys. Probably their best game by far was the LA game, and that was him and Kulik with Cousin. And, I'm hoping that line can catch a little bit of fire for us.
One other individual I wanted to touch on with you, Lindy, because I think you referenced him or talked about him yesterday at practice. Dahlin still dealing with a little bit of something, even maybe going back to camp?
I think he's almost, I would say 100%.
Okay.
But for sure dealt with it now to this point. I thought the last couple games, we're starting to see, and he's a tough guy to keep off the ice. Shut him down. He wants to practice. He wants to skate. He has dealt with a lot, but I think right now he's almost where I would call back to himself.
Okay. And then with this, lastly for me, this homestand, four games in a row here, it's been, again, to reach from the past a little bit here, there have been times in the past where the booing from home fans has been a storyline, and you hope it doesn't happen. If the team plays well, then this isn't even a question. How do you, if that does happen, though, 13-year playoff drought, fans can be on edge a lot easier. If it does happen, what do you think, I don't know, what's the healthiest way you want players reacting to it? Ignoring it? Motivating them? Maybe it's different by person? Do you even have a thought on that type of stuff?
I really don't have a thought, but I would say play better and win games.
Okay.
Play better, get emotion involved in the game. And that's, emotion involved for me is start off by winning your battles, win your puck races. The other stuff will all take care of itself. When you see added effort or second effort coming back or blocking shots, those are all, for me, high indicators of just being engaged in the game and stay engaged in the game. You can't control bad bounces or, you can't control maybe a bad call and all of a sudden you're getting scored on. But you can control your effort inside the game, and those are the areas that I'd like our guys to focus in on.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.